Well, this is a very, very busy season, speaking for myself, for many other people that are dealing with graduation season. Our fashionista, Andy Page, has tips not only for us as parents, but to help us with our kids. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, there are 5 million students graduating from school this year, whether it's high school or college. And they all are going to be looking for jobs and starting a new life. And so I have 3 basic wardrobe tips for our graduating girls. And actually, you know, a couple of tips could be used for our boys as well. But just to help them understand how they can present themselves in the best light and be thought of in the most positive way when they are interviewing or doing anything from this point forward. So the first one is I want you to beware of your underwear.
Oh, really?
Yes. You know, when we're young, we tend to, and we're growing, we tend not to invest in foundation garments and underwear because, you know, next month we could have grown out of that. Mm-hmm. And so now if you're graduating high school and college, it's time for you to start investing in a really good foundation garment wardrobe, one that will sustain you through your 20s, you know what I mean? So you always want to make sure that you're wearing the right underwear for your outfit, and you want to check yourself out in natural light and in all directions and make sure that, you know, that everything is captured as it should be, that there's no straps, there's no lines, and that everything is as smooth as possible before you head out for that job interview or anything like that. So
that's the biggest thing.
I want you to be aware of your underwear.
I feel like people are, that generation is just showing so much of their underwear still.
It's very true. And I will tell you, as an employer of 13 employees, that does not fly. If you're representing my company, then you have to have yourself, you have to pull yourself together in a polished way. And I don't want any of my customers to think poorly of them or of my company. So that's the other thing that you need to understand, that, you know, when you're working for someone, you're really representing a larger, you know, group as a whole. And so the standards are definitely higher than it was for even going to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want you to be aware of your underwear. The next one is accessories are everything. And I really mean that. Like when we're young, we wear things that are a little girly or infantile. But now as you're graduating and you're starting out, I want you to understand that your accessories really reflect who you are, your creative spirit, your artistic bends. So it's important for you to choose your accessories and really kind of think of your favorite 30-something when you're doing it. So think about just a couple of years ahead of you and who is already in the marketplace, who's a professional, you know, person that you aspire to, and kind of emulate them when you're putting your accessories together. But you don't want to go out without great accessories, because it really does, if you can pull yourself together, even just the most simple way, but then have dynamic accessories, it says a lot about your personality and your willingness to be creative and think outside the box. So accessories are really important. And then the last one is actually my favorite one. And I think that this tip can go for everyone.
Yes.
And that is don't be afraid to be overdressed.
Mm.
And this is especially important for the younger set. I mean, if you are ever on the fence about what to wear, I want you to consider, you know, who's going to be at this event, who might be seeing you, what this event might hold for your future. And then when in doubt, please err on the side of going a little more dressy. You don't want to be the only person at an event that is in jeans or underdressed. It is much better to be that person that's pulled together, that looks fantastic and memorable at an event, and that person who, you know, put in a little effort and be applauded for looking great than being shunned for not especially being appropriate. So when in doubt, err on the side of more dressy than less dressy.
You can't be overdressed.
No, I think it's become a real problem. And I know that, you know, in schools, we have a tendency to be very underdressed, mm-hmm. even inappropriately underdressed when we go to school. So now that you're getting out into the workforce, I just want you to understand everything's got to be elevated. Your game's just got to be elevated. So we can practice this summer. So these are my tips, right? We want to beware of our underwear. We want to remember to accessorize with flair. And I want you to not be afraid to be overdressed.
I love it.
Great tips, Andy. Thank you for passing those on.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And I hope everyone has a fantastic summer. I mean, you know, we're getting ready for graduation, all that good stuff. So it's a very exciting time in lots of people's lives. You can feel the energy in the air when things start to break like this.
Yeah.
So congratulations to all the graduates.
Right.
For more tips like this, please head over to my website, senseofstyle.com. You know you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. It makes a great graduation gift. And be sure to check out my Pinterest page where I pin everything for all of your listeners.
A Girly Go Garter makes a great graduation gift, too.
Well, that's very true. The Girly Go Garter is a fantastic graduation solution, so you can keep your cell phone and everything on you when you go pick up that diploma.
Those robes don't have pockets.
You're right. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that.